Good morning. It's Wednesday. It's supposed to be my day off, but this is a very dear diary, and I'm hater, and I know that I feel like I've been kind of hater lately, and I really feel like that sucks because I feel like most of the time I'm not hater, but then just sometimes I'm a little hater. And it's just for a minute, and then I'm just gonna get off my chest, and then I'm gonna love my life again. And it's super frustrating because, sorry, I'm still clearing my throat because I don't even fucking know what the fuck is happening. But anyway, I was in a really good mood forever, but right now I'm pissed because it's supposed to be my day off, but my job, if there's a holiday and we're going to be closed, then they open up our day off so that way our clients can book. Well, I'm slow. I'm really slow at work. My books are not full. They're like 75% full if I had to guess. So I have a lot of freaking free time, okay? But they opened my book today since we're closed Friday for 4th of July. So I had to go into work today, and I've been getting really pissed off about my work because I've been losing a lot of money, and you know, I don't really know how much I can really say ever about any of this kind of thing, but I'm really fucking pissed off right now, and this podcast is my diary, and so I'm about to fucking go in on them, okay? Because this is extremely, extremely frustrating, and I feel like it really takes me a lot to be really, like, pissed off, but I'm really pissed off. I mean, it's lightening up because I've been jamming on my drive home. I had a long time to get over it, but, okay. So, I had a client booked for 9 a.m., a full set, and then a 3-hour gap, and then my next client wasn't until 2. So, if I have a client at 9 a.m., I have to be there 30 minutes before the appointment. So I have to wake up at 7:30, leave my house like 7:50, get there by 8:30. And so I do so. I'm sitting there at 9:01. The front desk guy comes up and says, "I don't think your client's coming." And I say, "I'm not surprised," because that was unsurprising to me. "But why do you say that, sir?" "She sent a text to reschedule last night and nobody saw it till right now." And they don't have a court on file, so they can't charge her. So my next client's not till 2 p.m. I'm only commission. I only get paid when I have a client. So I don't have a client until 2. So I just woke up at 7:30 and I literally just walked in the door probably 5 minutes ago. Didn't get home. So from 7:30 to 9:45, I wasted my time with work for free. Didn't get paid a penny. I lost money because I work 40 minutes away. So my gas, my time, my life, my sleep. I'm really pissed. And it's like extra pissy offy because literally this exact situation, except instead of her trying to reschedule the night before, she just did nothing and then no call, no showed, which is exactly what this client did, except she did text, but it's still a no call, no show. And so usually the first time we waive the fee, but the second time you get charged half price and the third time you get charged full price, and that's not the first time this client has done this, so she would have got charged, and it was an expensive service, so I would have made more money, but nope, because they don't have a card on file, so fuck me. So yeah, I just did all that for free, and then I did it the other day again, also for free. So I don't have a client until 2. So I'm wide awake, dressed for work, went to work, all for nothing, literally for nothing. I lost money by doing that. on my way to make money. Wow, wow. So I'm really freaking super duper pissed. So yeah, I need to have a conversation with my boss because I'm really fucking pissed. And it's like, these are very extremes, and the fact that there's been two in the past few days is excruciatingly painful, okay? Plus, there's other things that are wrong, and all with my scheduling, pretty much, but still, I'm super duper fucking pissed. And so, yeah. I'm so fucking pissed. Holy shit, I'm so pissed. So, yeah, I'm just back at home. But I needed to record an episode today, which I didn't think about until I was on my way to work. And I'm like, oh my god, it's fucking Wednesday. Like, I have to record. And so then that was kind of frustrating too, because it's like, I have to work on my day off whenever I'm supposed to be enjoying my life and recording my episode. So, fuck. Okay, let me just reel it back in. We're gonna get back to the good mood. I'm excited for today's episode. Okay. I'm getting there. Let's take a deep breath together. We're gonna do another one. Exhaled from the mouth that time. The first one was in through the nose, out through the nose. Second one in through the nose, out through the mouth. And you know what? I do feel better, okay? I really do. I love a deep breath. I really feel the power of a deep breath. I think I'm laughing because I feel like I'm kind of on the verge of tears, so. No. I'm crashing out. Y'all are hearing a crash out, okay? But you know what? It's fine. Okay. So, what I want to talk about today, I do have a little something, okay? I'm pretty sure I talked about this on a few episodes ago, but I don't exactly remember. But pretty much, it's just like, I knew that I was going on my Bonnaroo trip. And so, you know, we take pictures, we post pictures, we do the thing. And I really don't use social media. Oh, well, I'm not active. I don't really post a lot. And usually whenever I do, it's just traveling or festivals or my birthday or like kind of just like big things. Like, I'm trying to look. Yeah, all of my last posts, pretty much all of my posts ever since high school are, yeah, traveling, my last graduation, my dog dying, concerts, festivals, birthday. Yeah. And before that, it was all of that plus, like, well, I didn't really travel much in school. I was a cheerleader. So a lot of cheer stuff, a lot of my friends, all just like very picture perfect things. That's my social media. And then last March I went to Ultra Miami, and so I went to Miami, and so I made a post for that. And then and yeah, before that I would post every time I went anywhere, and then I would also have like a highlights for a highlight for it and like whatever the travel was, and post every single picture that I took while I was there. But then I went to Puerto Rico, and then I went to Philly, and I just went to Tennessee for Bonnaroo, and I haven't really posted. Oh, and I didn't post for my freaking birthday. Wow, that's weird. Oh wow, I didn't post for my, oh yeah, because that was Puerto Rico, duh. Okay, whatever, I guess. So I don't know, that was really all I post for social media. And then after Puerto Rico and Elements and everything, I was just kind of like, okay, like, I don't really feel like posting. It's a lot of work, and it's just like, what do I want to post? Do I want to be seen by the world? What the fuck? So I didn't post. But then after going on, you know, all those things and my birthday, I decided to make a little post, and I was just like, adventures worth sharing was the caption. And then I just have pictures, a little bit from Puerto Rico, a little bit from Elements, a little bit from other festivals, and my birthday, and an avocado from Puerto Rico. So that was a post. And yeah, I don't know, I've been weird. I'm like, I don't really want people knowing my business. I don't really want people, my main thing is like, I don't want people to know what I look like. Like, I don't want people to know that my body's changed. I don't want people to know that I gained weight. I don't want anything, which is upsetting, and it's definitely like restraining me because I'm scared to see anyone in my hometown. I live in my hometown, by the way, but I literally drive a longer route to get out of here to drive less through this town. And halfway because I drive my windows down everywhere, so I don't want anyone to see me. And also because the cops are a little crazy here, and I probably got like 5 speeding tickets whenever I first got my license, which, yes, I was a fast driver, but also it's a small town, so they kind of just sit and wait. So I'm kind of scared and have a little trauma. So, yeah, I don't really drive through here, and I hate having to go, like, there's a dollar store, and so I hate whenever I just need something. Like, I'll literally drive all the way to Walmart in the town over to get whatever I need because I don't want to see anyone I know. And, yeah, I don't want to post on social media. I don't want anyone to see what I'm doing. I don't want them to know where I'm working. I don't want them to know what I look like. I don't want them to see my tattoos. Nothing. And it's restrictive, obviously, trying to hide from the whole world. And so I don't really know why. I just feel like I hate everyone from my high school a little bit. Not actually, but like, I feel like I was friends with all of the wrong people. Like, I feel like if I were back in high school, I would probably be friends with like everyone who I wasn't friends with. Because the people I was friends with, like, obviously Jalen, Giselle, like, oh, Peyton and JC. I love Peyton and JC. We're like distance friends, but we were really close growing up, and I love to see them, but I probably haven't talked to them in a few years, but shout out, love you girls. But anyone else from my grade, I was friends with a lot of older girls. Like, I'm still friends with like Natalie and Cassidy and Haley and whatever. But, for the most part, fuck you. I'm just kidding. But I don't know, like, I just have been in a weird relationship with everyone from my grade. So, I don't know. I mean, it's like, a lot of the people who, like, I think I did call friends at some point in my life were just, like, I just look at my life a lot different now than I did way back when. And so it's, like, the people who I got that, like, drug charge from, like, those guys, like, I stayed friends with them after that. And, like, now looking back, I'm, like, you crazy fucking bitch. What the fuck? And then it's also, like, all of those guys, like, slut-shamed me and, like, a lot of the girls that I was friends with at some point. Like, really the slut-shaming? Everybody thought I was a whore. Oh, she's such a whore. Oh, she's so boy crazy. And, like, realistically, like, I was just being taken advantage of, like, as fuck. And so, I don't know. It's just, like, a little crazy to think, like, that, I don't know. It's just, like, it's so weird because I'm, like, I don't know what I would do if I saw any of these people now because it's, like, right after high school, well, I don't know about right after high school, I was kind of like, oh my god, what the fuck, I was like, I don't know what's going on, but I don't know, like, I feel like I'm just kind of like, and it's not like active beef, it's just kind of like, ooh. I don't really know, honestly. And then there was that one fucking guy, I don't even remember what I was calling him, Rufus, I think, but fuck, him, but also if he texts me, I would answer. Unfortunately, I really don't want to, and I really wish that I wouldn't, but I think I would. And yeah. And also, like, I don't know, I just literally look at everyone a little differently. And so it's like, it's just kind of an awkward, but then I'm scared, like, in my head right now, I could go through every person in my yearbook and I feel like I would have, like, that I would, or like, that I was friends with, and I feel like I would definitely be looking at them differently. And so it's just weird because I feel like if I see them, I don't know if I would be able to be this version of myself or if I would, like, go right back to high school version of myself and, like, you know, act the way that I used to around them. And by that, I just mean, if it was a guy, I was very small. Very small, very, I don't want to say pick me because I don't think I'm your typical pick me in that way. Like, I think I was just, like, very, like, people pleaser-y. So, I don't know. Whatever. I just feel really weird about everyone I've ever known. And all of this to say, that's a lot of my social medias. Instagram is pretty much, yeah, everyone from my high school, plus a lot of other people that I met at, like, parties or, like, over the years. Obviously, there's communities on my Instagram outside of high school, but a lot of them are from my high school. And so that is just weird because I'm like, do I, like, it's kind of like I feel like keeping in contact with these people by posting on Instagram because that's the people that are on there. But then it's also weird because I'm like, am I not just, like, what if I just want to post on Instagram, like, for fun? So, I don't know. And then Facebook, it's, like, everyone's parents. I'm friends with everyone's parents and, like, all the, like, girls from my high school. I feel like the boys didn't really have Facebook, and if they do, I might be friends with them. I don't really know. Snapchat, I really like posting on Snapchat. Like, I have a few different private stories. And Snapchat, I have a ton of people on my Snapchat. Like, yes, a lot from high school, but so much more from everywhere else. Like, I feel like Instagram is mostly high school, but then some from everywhere else. Snapchat is everywhere else and some from high school. Snapchat was always, like, my most used social media. So, but then it's also, like, I kind of hate Snapchat. And, like, and it's, like, I don't want to post, like, it's, you know, it's not like you really, like, I don't know. If you're going to post, you're going to post on Instagram, I feel like. Instagram and Facebook. I don't know. I don't really know what I'm, I don't know. Anyway, so, yeah, I don't know. I just feel weird about posting on social media because I feel weird about everyone who has ever known me. I'm like, why do you need to know me? So, because it's like, I just feel like if you know me in real life, then, like, you get the vibe. But then at the same time, it's like, also, if you know me in real life, then you also follow my social medias, and then also I can show you all my cool pictures, you know? Yeah, so it's conflicting. And then I'm also have been thinking, I'm like, okay, also social media is just so fucking fake. It's so insane. Like, I'm not gonna edit my pictures. Like, I, would it be nice for them to be edited and I could look a little skinnier, look a little look a little yeah, but I'm not gonna do that. And also, like, why, like, if I feel the need to do that, that's something I should reflect on. And, like, you know, everyone to each your own, do your thing. If you edit your pictures, bitch, I love it, slay, fuck it up, I'm here for it. For me, if I was doing that, it would be because I'm insecure and I feel like the way that I actually look is wrong, and so I need to hide and cover up all the ways that I really, like, I, you know, making myself skinnier. I feel like the size that I am is not good for social media, and I feel like if I have, like, a pimple on my face, or, like, I don't know what people edit, but I just know making yourself skinnier, and I, that's something that's unhealthy within me. I don't think that I should, yeah, I don't think that that's healthy for me. So I'm not going to edit my pictures. They're not going to be aesthetic, and it's not going to be all the things. And I just, like, even then, it just kind of feels, it's scary and it's weird. And I don't know. And it's just so fucking fake. Like, I just hate how we think our posts are supposed to be on social media. Like, the whole, like, I don't know what that was. Everyone was like doing it, like having the super like brightened filter, and it was like, oh, making it like a, everything was like almost white. That is so weird to me. Like, I guess I get it. Like, you know, my eyes are pleased whenever it's all super uniform and it all looks very like clean, I guess. But like, what the fuck is that? Like, I just want to see a real picture, you know? So I don't know. I go back and forth, but then it's like, do I just post all these pictures? And then it's like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I just have a lot of feelings about social media and posting pictures and stuff. And also it's like, even then that kind of feels untrue because I only post whenever I'm doing something picture perfect, whenever I'm traveling, whenever I'm at a festival, whenever I see something super cool and it's a really good selfie, I got the perfect angle. Like, what the fuck is that too? So I don't know. It's just been a whole thing. And I'm like, also, cause I feel like whenever I post something, whenever you post something, whenever anyone posts something, here's what it does. Either when, and also whenever you see someone else post, what the viewer is seeing and feeling, it's either making them feel jealous and like left out because they want to be doing what you're doing. Oh, your life looks so fun. You're always traveling. You're always going to festivals. It's always this. It's always that. And so it's possibly making someone feel really bad about themselves. Or it's making them feel good because they're like, ugh, she's gained weight. She's doing this. She looks like this, and they're just picking you apart. So they're getting off by putting you down. And that's not really fun either. I mean, it's not like I would know if anyone's looking at my shit being like, oh, fuck her. Like, because they wouldn't say it. No one's going to say it to your face, too, is the thing. And so it's like, I don't know. I just hate that, like, that's how that is. That's how people are receiving this post. And it's like, okay, then there would obviously be, you know, your real friends, your few, Jalen, you know, Cheyenne, they're going to see my post and they'll be like, oh my God, cute, you know, Bonnaroo, like whatever I'm posting, like they're probably in the pictures. So it's like kind of fun for them. But then it's just a lot of like, what the fuck? So, and it just kind of feels fake. Like, I just want to post a picture. Like right now I'm sitting on the ground. And I don't want to post a picture of this because I'm, yeah, I don't know. But it's just kind of like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck is this? And I just don't want to make anyone feel bad from anything that I post. And I'm not, like, this isn't like a cocky, like, everybody wants to be me. Everybody's so jealous. Like, it's just like, whenever we see someone who is always posting whenever they're traveling or always posting when they're going to festivals, it's very, like, that's an aesthetic, and it's very, like, oh my God, it's romanticized. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying, like, yeah, anything that is has to do with me. Literally, that's just how it is if anyone was posting when they go to festivals and concerts, and, oh, they're so fun, they're so fun. Yeah, I just don't really like how that makes people feel. Like, I don't know, I don't like the idea of that. So, whatever. I just feel like I've really been thinking about posting because then, you know, all my friends just went on, we all just went on a trip and everyone else is posting and I'm like, oh, like, I should post. But then I'm like, what do I post? Like, that's weird. I don't post. Yeah. So, I don't know. But I've been thinking that I want to post a little bit. And so I'm like, what can I do to make this, like, more, me? And so I'm thinking and I'm like, okay, like, I could maybe, like, post some pictures that are, like, yeah, the fun, travel, whatever. But then also post some pictures that are just, like, real and like just my regular old boring life, like just to kind of balance it out, to be like, yeah, I'm doing these fun things, but like I'm also like most of the time not, you know. So I don't know, I was really thinking about that, but then I had seen this post yesterday on Instagram and it was this girl and she's an influencer, but the beginning of the post, the first picture, it was, like, a cute picture of her. I don't know what it was. But then there was a caption on it, and it was, like, let me de-influence you. And so then I was, like, intriguing. So I scroll to the next post. And it's, like, sometimes, like, I compare my... Or it was, like, oh, I compare myself to other people a lot of the time, and it really messes with my mental health. And then the next slide... And it's, like, these cute pictures. Like, she's, like, maybe at the beach or something, and it's this cute, fun thing. But then there's a caption of something real. And I really, really liked it. And I was like, you know what? I like this. This feels like a good balance. Because it's like, oh, I'm doing all these fun things. But, like, also, like, let me just humanize myself a little bit. Like, something real and something fake. Because it's, like, also in this picture, it's like, you know, she's on... I don't know exactly what the picture looked like. I'm just gonna lean into this for the example. But it's like, okay, so maybe she's, like, on vacation and she's on a beach and she has edited the picture. And so it's like the water looks super blue and it looks super clear and it's just so beautiful. And maybe she's, like, you know, tightened her body up. And so she's, like, got a super curvy body. And she's like, ooh, her body is so good. It's glowing. Maybe her face, she's made her skin look really clear. And, yeah, I don't know. But it's, like, just, like, this super... And in this picture, it's, like, she's sucking in so hard. And she's turned just at the perfect angle where it's just such a posed picture. And she has this, like... fun fake smile, like she's laughing, like ha ha ha, and it's like just a super like picture perfect picture. And I'm not hating on these pictures, that's not what I'm saying at all, but I'm just saying the performance for the picture is not, it's not a candid picture, you know what I'm saying? And so anyway, that to say, yes, show that off. I do think that's fun. I do want to see that. I do think that's a lot of what social media is. But then also, I like that there's a caption to, like, just be like, and I'm also a regular person who also has these random feelings that we all fucking feel. And, like, yeah, I get to travel, but I also am, like, a regular person. Like, I just, I don't know. I feel like it is, like, just humanizes us a little bit and just makes it something truer. And so I was like, okay, I really like that. So then I go and I'm looking at my camera roll and I'm looking at the pictures that I would want to post, and I'm like kind of, you know, like resave screenshotting all of them to have them at the bottom so I can have them all there. And then I go in and I put little captions, and hers was, like, maybe, like, one sentence, and mine, like, it's, like, a little paragraph, but that feels a little truer to me. I feel like I have a lot to say, and I never shut the fuck up, so I'm not just gonna say one little thing. I'm gonna explain a little bit. So, I do that, and I'm at work, and I just had a big gap in my schedule, and so I'm sitting on my bed doing this, and I'm, like, crying, like, this feels so true and beautiful, because then I'm taking this cute picture and I'm making this caption, but I'm really having to think about something that is true in my life. So, like, one of them, I'm like, you know what, like, I only post whenever I'm doing something fun. I only post whenever I'm going to a festival or I'm traveling or it's a super, like, picture perfect moment, but, like, really most of the time I'm not doing this shit. And then another one, I was like, I'm trying to figure out what to really say about my health. I'm like, I just found out all this shit about my physical health and, like, it's kind of been neglected and that's really scary to me. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck to do, you know, like, I'm taking this new medicine and I kind of feel better, but it's kind of really scary. But it's like, this is way too much to say all on just one little picture. Like, that's a lot. So I'm trying to figure out, like, how I want to word that. And then another one, I'm like, oh, my anxiety has been out of the fucking roof, like, this year, and it's been really fucking hard and I don't know what the fuck is going on. Well, the world fucking sucks, okay? But, I don't know, just, like, random things like that. And then I had one, and I'm like, but then there's also some good things. It's not all, like, oh, look at all my fucking problems. Because then I think that's kind of weird, because it's, like, why? Because it's like, I'm not complaining. This isn't to be like, my problems are bigger than yours. This is just to humanize me a little bit. And yes, I'm posting these fun pictures, but like, I'm most of the time not doing these cool fun things, and I don't look like this all the time. And it's not like my pictures are that crazy. Like I said, I don't filter them or edit them or things like that. I just, they're fun. They're pictures at festivals. I'm smiling and everything. I'm, oh my God, it's fun. Everything is so bright and colorful, and I have cool outfits, and, you know, it's fake. Where most days I'm wearing a black tank top and pink pants. I do wear cool outfits most of the time, but I don't know. Whatever. Just saying. Yeah, I'm literally, okay, I'm like, I'm looking at my last Instagram post. It's a picture of me and my friend Sam in a hammock, and we're like, ooh, festival, yay. We're like so happy. We look so fun. Then I have a picture of the trees in the rainforest in Puerto Rico. And then I have this one in the forest at Elements, and it's like this sign that says dance is a hidden language of the soul, and everybody's in the background laying in a hammock, and there's so many people, and it's just such a vibe. I really do. And I'm like, I'm like talking about these pictures in like a sarcastic way, but I literally love these pictures. But I'm just saying, it's like very posed and planned out. Then the next picture's me and all my friends at a music festival, and we're all smiling and happy, and there's people everywhere. And then the next picture is a sunrise in Puerto Rico, so you can see it over the ocean, and there's boats in the ocean, and then there's some trees. And then the next video is me and my friends at Elements when there's a hurricane happening around us, and you can see everything's blowing away and breaking. And then the next picture is in Puerto Rico, and it's all my pink seashells that I collected, and a starfish, and just all these cool shells. And then the next video is a stage in the forest at Elements, and so there's like all these lights and lasers, and it's under the trees, and it's just such a vibe, and it's so cool. And then the next picture is in Puerto Rico, and me and my friends are all laying in the water, and it's so clear, and like me and two of my friends are looking at shells, and we're all cutesy over there. And then my mom's on the phone, and then I don't know what Natalie's doing. I think she's just hanging out, laying down, and Jalen's laying face down. And then us on a boat in Puerto Rico, and then us in our tent at Elements, and there's a hurricane again. And then a picture of me and my friends, and Jalen's holding my boobs, and we're just making hard eye contact. And then another video at Elements, and it's a crazy stage and all the festival, like the super aesthetic festival. And then the Puerto Rico avocado, because it's so big and fresh and cool. And so it's just like, just aesthetic pictures. But if I were to take pictures of my life right now, like what's happening right now, I'm sitting on the ground recording this episode in I don't have any makeup on. I have my lashes done because it's almost my birthday, but that's the only reason I have my lashes done. I don't usually have my lashes done. One of my fingernails is fucking broken right now. Brokey. My hair, I don't know what my hair is doing. I mean, I don't really do my hair. So my hair's, at the festivals, my hair's in cool braids and cool hairstyles. And now my hair is just down, which it has tinsel in it. So it does still look fucking awesome, but it's not done. It looks a little crazy. It's probably a little poofy, a little frizzy, a little tangly, all the things. And then it's like, I took a picture, or I didn't take a picture, but it's like, then you could probably, if I were taking pictures, it's like, okay, I drive to work in the morning and I'm pissed off. It's like, you know, so you get what I'm saying. And I guess I was kind of rambling. I probably didn't need to go through my entire last Instagram post to really show what's happening, but I feel like I wanted to, because I feel like then that kind of shares like what, everything that's happening. So, I'm freaking pissed. No, it's okay. I was just rudely interrupted, you little motherfucker. I'm just kidding. It's funny because you're going to hear this later, but it's fine. Whatever. I don't actually care. That really wasn't a problem. I just paused it. But, hold on. I lost my train of thought. I'm going to pause again to think real quick. I don't remember, but pretty much, yeah, I don't want to fucking, it's weird posting. And so I just really liked the way that this girl had posted, and I felt like that was a good balance, because then I'm also like, I don't want to share like way too much, like I don't want to go into like, I don't want to have to go into full detail about all my health, so it's like I don't want to talk about my health like that, but if I can just put a little caption and be like, ooh, what the fuck, I'm a little fucked up, that's a little scary, just things like that, instead of being like, okay, well, then my thyroid, and then my hormones, and then my insulin, and now I'm taking this, and now I'm taking this, and all that. I don't want to do all that. I just want to be like, oh, I just found out some things about my health, and that's kind of fucking scary. And, you know, so it's like just a quick little something, something. Like, I'm going to read, I'll look at some of the ones that I made. Let's see. Ooh, this is going to be the last one. And it's going to say, this is really scary to post because I've always shown up as a picture perfect version of myself on here, but I just really want authenticness. And so this is kind of weird. And I'm also at a point of knowing that any judgment we make is really something to reflect on. Let's see. Oh, and then there's like just also true things. So there's some good things in here too. Like I was like, oh, I have my mom who lets me be whoever I want and does her best every day to open her mind more and become more free from all the conditioning she's known all of her life. She continues to grow and change. I know what a rare privilege this is. I meditate. I do breath. That was one. This is another one. I meditate. I do breath work. I stretch, and it helps me connect me to my soul and body. I can find stillness and sink into the deepest version of myself. I can imagine my truest, most beautiful self, and I feel myself becoming her a little more every single day. I'm making more money than ever, but the greed is getting to me, and I'm starting to live my life a little less to chase the money. 3 out of 4 of my pets are older than 10 years old. My best friend's moving away, and no matter how hard we try, our relationship will change and become more distant. And then I only post when I'm doing something fun, like festivals or traveling, but I'm usually just trying to navigate life like everyone else, just to humanize me. Do you get the point? That's just the point, is just saying little random things to be like, I'm also just a regular person. Yes, I'm doing these crazy things, but whatever. So, yeah. Ew, and freaking Jalen just texted me and has asked me about my fucking birthday trip. God, I'll plan it. Shut the fuck up. I don't know. I'm like, get off my fucking dick. No, I'm just kidding. It's fine. Like, yeah, my birthday's coming up, but God, chill. They're planners. They want to have everything planned out to a T. And I'm like, it's fine. What the fuck? Like, there's gonna be something. I don't really give a fuck. Shut the fuck up. Because, yeah, it's like 15 days. So it's like 2 weeks away. So I do need to book it. And I will. I planned on doing that today. But shut up. I'm just kidding. But kind of. Because this happened for Puerto Rico. Everyone's like, ooh, are we gonna do this? Have you done this? Have you done this? Have you done this? And I'm like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. I'm doing it. Do you want to plan it? Is it your birthday? No. I'm just kidding. I don't know why that bothers me, though. But I'm just like, God, shut up. It's just, I don't know. I'm going to leave her on red, little bitch. No. I'm just like, obviously, I'll send Airbnbs whenever I find them. So it's like this text is just rushing me. And yeah, I like, shut up. Shut up. But whatever. I don't know. Let me look. If that bitch is sitting at home, she's probably looking at Airbnbs right now. Oh, she's at work, bitch. Oh, so her and Cheyenne are probably talking about it because she's at work too. They're like, oh my God, yeah, we need to book our, we need to do that. We need to do that. Has she done that yet? That's probably what they're saying. I found a few Airbnbs, but now I have to find more because now that Natalie is going to, that's the thing. Which, I did plan on doing that today. I really did, so shut up. God. But no, it's not a big deal. I just like, oh, why are you rushing me? It just stresses me out a little bit. Whatever, sorry. That was distracting, but everything is distracting. I'm like, I can't get back in my zone now. Yeah, so that's the whole social media thing. I think I'm going to post it. I think I'm going to try to do some more, figure out, because yesterday was just like a trial. I was just testing it out, but then I ended up getting really in my field. So, yeah, so yesterday I'm at work, and I'm doing this because I had a gap, but I didn't want to leave, and it's too hot to sit in my car, and I don't want to go somewhere. Like, where am I going to fucking go? Then I have to buy something. Like, it's just, and then I can't sit in the back because one of my coworkers' kids is back there. And that's fine. You, literally not a problem at all. Like, love her, whatever. But I needed to cry. So my literal only option is sit at my station and cry. And we're in an open salon so everyone can see me. And so I'm sitting there crying a little bit, but I'm getting snotty. So I'm like sobbing a little bit, and so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go. So I'm like sitting on the ground in between the wall and my bed so I can just like cry in peace a little bit, but everyone can still hear me fucking sobbing. But it's like, it's good. I'm like, oh, I hate that everyone's always like, oh no, what's wrong, what's wrong, why are you crying? Like, I just like crying, bro. Crying is not bad. Crying is not bad. I hate when people judge crying. Like, I just like to cry, and I was just really feeling this moment. I was feeling a lot because I'm, you know, these are, I'm being very vulnerable, and I was just like, it's just emotional. It's just, I'm just crying. It's not bad. Nothing's wrong, and I'm not talking to you. I'm having my own crying time. Fuck. God. It was so annoying because then my coworker's like, are you okay? Like, are you okay? What's wrong? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And she's like, okay. And then I get up and go to the bathroom whenever I'm done, and she's like, what's wrong, why are you crying, why are you crying? And I'm like, nothing. And she's like, oh, don't lie to me. And I'm like, bitch, I'm not fucking lying, I just wanted to cry. Like, I just needed to cry, I was just crying. What? Like, I'm so agitated by everything, fuck. But you know, whatever. But anyway, like, I just like crying. Like, it was just a felt really good. I felt a lot of fun making that little post. I was just being vulnerable. I was just spending time with myself, and I was just really thinking about I was humanizing myself. It felt good to connect with myself. It was exciting. Fuck. Now I'm stressed. Jalen stressed me out. I gotta look at freaking Airbnbs. Whatever. Shut up. Don't fucking rush me, bitch. Hopefully she won't, because I didn't, like, I don't know. Whatever. Because I literally know for a fact them bitches are sitting at work and they're like, we need to book that. We need to book that right now. Like, it's so close. We need to book that. And yes, we do need to book that. But I've planned a bunch of trips before. I know what I'm doing. Because I feel like them rushing me is like, they're stressing about it. And so then they stress me out about it. I'm like, fuck, chill. You can tell that I'm not the type A1, but it's fine. Like, literally, it's like, okay, worst case scenario, we drive to Austin and have no plans, and we just stay in a random hotel. And guess what? That would be fucking fine. And right now, we still have 2 weeks, so I can still find a nice Airbnb that has a pool. We can do some things. So shut the fuck up. Whatever. Because it's like, it's not like we really need to plan anything. We're going to Austin, you know? Whatever. Also, my birthday. You know, we'll probably talk about that in the next episode because I love my birthday. But my brain, I feel like this is over now. I feel like I lost it. Everything that I have to say is gone. Now I'm just, my mood shifting. I'm a little stressed. I'm a little fucked up because I've forgotten everything. But I'm gonna pause real quick. Yesterday I did this. I was like, yesterday morning I got to work and everything was fine, and then I like had got a little like work has been frustrating lately, okay? So I got a little frustrated about my job. And so then I need to have a conversation, and so I'm just getting anxious about that because confrontation is scary, especially like work. And so I don't know, I ended up getting pretty anxious and I was just kind of freaking out a little bit, but after my first client I had a pretty big gap, so I just went and hung out outside. And, like, I really was, like, trying to calm my brain down, trying to calm my body down, and I just couldn't at all. And so I, like, looked up this, like, guided, like, nervous system regulation meditation thing. And I looked on TikTok because I feel like with Apple Music or on Apple Podcasts, like, I just feel like, I have my bedtime meditation on podcasts, but, like, I don't know. I just want a little short, quick meditation. So I just went on TikTok because I was like, they're not going to have too long of ones on there. So I went there and I found this one, and it was literally like, I think one of the first ones I saw, and this girl was like a 3-minute, I think. And oh my God, it was so good. Like, I literally felt so good after I did it. I really felt, I don't know, like, maybe it's a little woo-woo to believe in meditation that much, but holy fucking shit, that shit was fucking insane. I just love a quick meditation, especially, like, a quick nervous system regulation. I love it. And, like, there's other ways to regulate your nervous system, and I do some other things sometimes, but I really needed that, and it literally, because it's like, okay, check where you're, like, if you're feeling anxious or overwhelmed or stressed or anything like that, just do this and kind of gauge on 0 being completely stress-free, calm, relaxed, all the things, 10 being, like, panic attack. And so I had rated myself probably, like, an 8 when we started, and then at the end she asked again, and I was probably, like, a 2 or 3, like, 3, probably. But it was a lot lower, and it's like, that's just crazy for this quick little thing. Like, obviously it's not gonna go away completely, like, probably if I did it again it would, but I don't know, like, it just felt so good, and I felt good for the rest of the day. Like, I was still a little anxious, but I was also in a calm place, because regulating your nervous system is just, like, such a crazy thing that, like, is literally just profound. Like, I don't understand it. So whenever I just now paused, I took a few deep breaths, and I was just trying to, regulate my nervous system a little bit in my own quick little breathing exercise, I guess. So I feel good. I'm not completely out of my fight or flight, but I'm a little bit. So I'm feeling a little better, but I'm still feeling a little stressed. But, you know, it's been 48 minutes, so I'm gonna wait till we're done, so then I can really become zen and really take a minute for myself, because I do really love meditation, and I do really feel like, I don't know, I feel like my brain has been pretty fucking scattered. Like, I think the past week, jeez, I'm trying to think of last week, I don't even know what I talked about on the episode, hold on. I remember now. I just went and looked, but yeah, I was still sick as fuck, kind of. A lot better than the week before. And now I'm pretty much better. Like, I have a little mucus. I'm still clearing my throat, but I feel great. But anyway, yeah, so since last week, I'm trying to check in. I just feel like my whole life has been chaotic a little bit. Like, my brain, I just feel like I haven't really stopped. My brain has been, I've been really stressed about work a little bit, and I've just been trying to figure out some things, like, my life. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think. I think Thursday and Friday were just regular old days. Saturday, me and Cheyenne went to Pride in Fort Worth, and we met one of my coworkers, and we hung out there. And then Sunday, I went to the lake. I paddleboarded. It was awesome. And then me and my mom went and did this little sound bath thing. That was fun. That was cool. Loved it. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I've just been working. I've just been in robot mode. I started a new show on Hulu. It's called Siren. It's about a mermaid. Me and my mom are watching it. Love. But yeah, so I feel like my mood, I don't know, I just feel like I haven't really been chill. I've been scrolling a lot, like way more than regular, and I feel like I've mentioned my scrolling a few times on here, but probably since I got back from Bonnaroo, it's been pretty bad. So, or it's been a lot, just a lot. So, sometimes it's good. Sometimes I do like it. I do feel like my algorithms, I do like them, obviously. But, I don't know. I'm just trying to get more into my body. And I feel like that kind of takes me out of my body. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm like, I was pissed. I just started last week's episode to listen and see what I was talking about just to kind of refresh my brain. And I was pissed off in the beginning of that one, too. And then I was pissed off today. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm not always pissed off. Like, I guess now I need to reflect on that. Am I a pissed off person? Am I always fucking pissed off? I don't fucking know. No, I don't think I'm always pissed off. But yeah. Jeez. I'm like, I feel like throughout the week I have so many things and I'm like, oh, I want to talk about this on this week's episode and this on this week's episode and this on this week's episode. And then I get here and then I talk about random fucking shit. Which this, I did really want to talk about the Instagram posting thing and all of that stuff and just posting. Because also, okay, I'm going to go back to that real quick. Because with this, my original plan was to do video as well. And this website that I upload all my stuff to that distributes it, like, my subscription that I have, it will upload to YouTube as well. And it will make its own videos and just kind of put, like, the transcript. Or I can just, record, like, do video and have myself talking in it. Which, right now, yeah, I'm sitting on the ground. And it's kind of... We just have a lot of fucking shit, so everyone's shit is out here everywhere, and I'm just kind of surrounded by shit. So, not really great background, but I have a lot of tapestries since Bonnaroo, so I could just put something up and record. That was the plan, but my YouTube account, I've talked about this on here as well, but I'm just gonna say it again, is a lot of people, like, from my high school are subscribed to me on YouTube, because I used to post YouTube sometimes. And so... if I post, it's going to notify them that I posted, and there's no way to block people on YouTube or make them unfollow you, but then I don't want to make a whole new YouTube account because I like my YouTube account. So, I also haven't posted because I don't want people to fucking see me or know that I have a podcast that know me. But then I'm also like, I love this podcast, like, it's so fucking cool, honestly. But it's also really scary because I think a lot of these guys would be really fucking shocked if they heard about my experience of them. And that I, like, have a voice now. Like, I think that, you know, the person that I was when a lot of this happened, like I said, I was very, like, people pleaser. Definitely, like, wasn't gonna say anything. Wasn't gonna confront. And, like, after the fact and stuff. And so I feel like... yeah, they thought they were safe, motherfucker. Like, it's just a little crazy. And I don't know. It's also crazy, like, to think, because I feel like this is probably the most that I would ever, like, expose these situations. And, like, this is the biggest confrontation that they would kind of have. Is hearing this and kind of maybe having to reflect. I don't think they would reflect. I think they would instantly deny, anything. But also, if I tell these stories, like, they would know exactly who they are if I'm talking about them, and so it's, like, kind of funny, because it's, like, I didn't even say your name, and you knew it was you. Like, that's crazy, you know? And so, I don't know, that's just scary to me, because I think, like, as women, as not, as anyone who's been sexually abused in any sort of way, like, you know, it's just really scary, because no one's gonna believe you. That's the thought. That's the main thing people don't share, is, like, no one's gonna believe me. No one's gonna believe me. Like, it's my word against his. And I don't know. It's, like, I feel like that's just such a crazy, like, fear. That is just something that's really fucked up in this world. And it's, like, I feel like I'm at a point where I confidently, like, I'm aware of my situations, and, like, I don't just think that I'm crazy, or, like, maybe no, like, maybe that's not what happened. Like, no, that's not what happened. But I feel like I've really, like, dug through all of this, evaluated it very extreme. I've looked at every possible perspective, every possible scenario. I've put myself in their shoes and tried to be, like, what would I do in this situation? And it's, like, it's just very clear. Like, there's really no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I don't know. Like, there's just, like, no means no. You know, like, it said no 100 times. Like, that doesn't make it. And so, I don't know. Like, it's just kind of crazy. And it's just really scary to think, like, I'm confident enough to share. And, you know, except that this is my story, but it's just kind of scary, because, like, if someone were just denying it, like, it's just scary, because it's, like, people wouldn't believe me. Like, you know, it's my word against his, so there's no actual proof, and this is a man's world, so we love to believe a man. And it's just, like, it's just kind of scary. That's really scary. And then I'm, like, even saying this, I'm, like, is this incriminating? Because, like, I'm saying how scary this is, and I don't know if people would believe me, but that's not something that's wrong with me. That's something that's wrong with the fucking world. You think I would want to make shit up? You think I would want to make any of this shit up that's happened to me? Like, you think anyone would do that? Like, I don't know. And obviously, I think extremist would be like, someone's made it up. Someone has made it up. Maybe that's true. I doubt it, considering the statistics of how many people are sexually abused at some point in their life, and, like, probably more than once, and, like, just all the fucking crazy shit. Yeah, it's kind of fucking crazy. Wow. Yeah, that's something we need to go back into that, because I have some more shit to say, but not right now. But pretty much, yeah, I'm just scared of anyone ever seeing anything. And also, like, I just feel like I'm such a different version of myself than I was in high school. And so I feel like if people from my high school did see me now, it would be, like, such a weird, like, meeting again, because I think, like, whenever we see people from our past, we kind of go back to the version of ourselves that was in relationship with them. And that's really scary, because I don't ever want to retreat back to any way that I ever was. But that's really hard, you know? Like, that's almost impossible. That literally is impossible, to never retreat back. But yeah, I don't know. I just don't want, no, I just feel like I'm such a healthier, better. I don't really like to use the word better, but I really feel better. I'm better. Version of myself now. So, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we've gone in a million different directions, and I don't know if the last 20 minutes have made any sense at all. But, you know, whatever. So, yeah, so, I don't know, but fucking weird, but I do really want to start posting YouTube videos, because I think it would be fun. Like, I think it would be fun to record, but I've done a few times where I recorded myself, and then I was like, bitch, what the fuck? Like, Yeah, obviously, I just don't really see myself talking that much, but I feel like my mouth, like, I don't know. I was just tripping out. I'm like, why is my mouth moving like that? Like, I don't know. Yeah, and then I was just, like, picking myself apart. Like, I need to not watch it the way that I had to stop editing these videos because I was losing my mind. I was going a little fucking crazy. Like, it was taking me hours and hours to edit, which, yeah, I think is probably how long it takes anyone who's editing anything, but holy shit. I was like, oh my god, like, it was bad. I was just like, every little thing, and I don't want it to be fucking perfect. Like, I want it to be a little good, but also a little bit real, mostly real. So, yeah, unfiltered. But yeah, I don't know. I'll probably post on Instagram. Maybe not, though. I'm like, eh, I don't really give a fuck. I don't really need to post. I don't really care, but it would be kind of fun. Next time I have the urge to post, maybe I will. But I felt like yesterday was really good. I was really having a good cry. Like, yeah, I probably cried for like an hour straight. I was getting snot everywhere. I was wiping it all over my dress. It was gross, but it was funny. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. It was at the bottom of my dress. It wasn't touching me. Whatever. But yeah. Anyway, now I have to go fucking look at Airbnbs, motherfucker. But I don't know. I'm like, that's just, I just feel rushed. I feel like that's rushing me. And like, bitch, I got it. Calm down. But it is getting close. But I did plan on looking at it today. Fuck. Whatever. Anyway, I love you. I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. I hope you have the best day ever. Okay, love you. Bye.